Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Sunday Gathering, a time to connect with Creator through prayer and reflection. Each week, members of the Community Catholic Church clergy gather to worship, and we invite you to join us. We are an inclusive and progressive denomination in the Anglican Roman Catholic tradition, and you can join in by clicking on the links that you see on the show page below. And now, let's celebrate our wonderful connection with Creator and prepare our hearts for worship. Well, good morning and welcome to our service of worship on this 23rd Sunday after Pentecost. Today we are joined by the Reverend Janet and the Reverend Denise, and Reverend Anita is our homilist. As we begin, let's take a moment to honor and remember those who have paid the ultimate price on this Remembrance Sunday, those who have died in wars and conflicts across the globe, across time. Today we remember them, and we pray for all who continue to put their lives on the line every day. We remember them, we bless their families, and we surround with prayer all those who, in a thousand ways, keep us safe and keep the peace. In the quiet of our heart, let us remember all those who have died, those whom we've known, those whose stories we've heard, and honor them in our hearts. We will remember them. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty God,
to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor.
Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. We ask for your forgiveness and your unlimited mercy to embrace us and restore us with your grace. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by the Holy Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. The Collect of the Day. Eternal God, who caused all Holy Scriptures to be written for our learning, grant us so to hear, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which you have given to us in our Savior Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. A reading from the book of Joshua, chapter 24, beginning at the first verse. Then Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem, and summoned the elders, the heads, the judges, and the officers of Israel, and they presented themselves before God. Joshua said to all the people, "Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, long ago your ancestors, Terah and his sons, Abraham and Nahor, lived beyond the Euphrates and served other gods. Then I took your father Abraham from beyond the river, and led him through all the land of Canaan, and made his offspring many. Now therefore, Revere the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in faithfulness. Put away the gods that your ancestors served beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. Now, if you are unwilling to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served in the region beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are now living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Then the people answered, Far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods, for it is the Lord our God who brought us and our ancestors up from the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery, and who did those great signs in our sight. He protected us all the way that we went, among all the people through whom we passed. And the Lord drove out before us all the peoples, the Amorites who lived in the land. Therefore, we will serve the Lord, for he is our God. But Joshua said to the people, You cannot serve the Lord, for he is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions or your sins. If you forsake the Lord and serve foreign gods, then he will turn and do you harm and consume you after having done you good. The people said to Joshua, No, we will serve the Lord. Then Joshua said to the people, You are witnesses against yourself that you have chosen the Lord to serve him. And they said, We are witnesses. He said, Then put away the foreign gods that are among you. Incline your hearts to the Lord, the God of Israel. The people said to Joshua, The Lord our God we will serve, and him we will obey. So Joshua made a covenant with the people that day, and made statutes and ordinances for them at Shechem. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The psalm appointed between the lections today is Psalm 78. Give ear, O my people, to my teaching. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in parable. I will utter dark savings of old, things that we have heard and known, that our ancestors have told us. We will not hide them from their children. We will not tell to the coming generation the glorious deeds of the Lord and his might and the wonders that he has done. He established a decree in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our ancestors to teach to their children, that the next generation might know them, the children yet unborn, and rise up and tell them to their children, so that they should set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments.
A reading from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, beginning at the 13th verse. But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers and sisters, about those who have died, so that you may not grieve as others who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have died. For this we have declared to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will be by no means preceded those who have died. For the Lord himself, with a cry of command, the archangel's call, and with the sound of God's trumpet, will descend from heaven, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up in the clouds together with them to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage one another with these words.
This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel, Matthew 25, 1 through 13. Then the kingdom of heaven will be like this. 10 bridesmaids took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. When the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them. But the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, all of them became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a shout, Look, here is the bridegroom. Come out to meet him. Then all those bridesmaids got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said to the wise, Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out. But the wise replied, No, there will not be enough for you and for us. You had better go to the dealers and buy some for yourselves. And while they went to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went with him into the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the other bridesmaids came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he replied, "Truly, I tell you, I do not know you. Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour." This is the gospel of Christ.
Thanks be to God.
May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you, God, our Redeemer and our Savior. Good morning. As we gather together today to celebrate the words and the great teachings of Jesus Christ, we are told of the story of the 10 bridesmaids. This is found in the book of Matthew. In this parable, the 5 bridesmaids that were prepared, and there were 5 bridesmaids who were not prepared. In today's gospel, the groom represents Jesus. There are multiple times in the Old Testament that God referred to himself as the husband of Israel. In the prophetic book of Isaiah, chapter 54, verses 5, it says, "For he who has come, become your husband, is your maker, and his name is the Lord of hosts. Our Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel." As well, the brides in the parable were representative of us, all of us, you see, the church. We are all his church. The church must be ready and prepared for Christ's return. It's kind of similar to having gas in your vehicle or money in the bank when you want to go to the concert or see a play at the theater. We cannot just simply have faith that the money needed to buy these tickets or to put gas in the car will simply be in the bank. We must do the required work in order to save the money for the coming event. One cannot just show up at the Princess of Wales Theater and say, "Hey, let me in. Oh, and by the way, can I have some gas money to get back home after I see the play?" No, we are required to always keep our eyes open and be prepared and ready for the kingdom by living a life of active faith. We are not just to sit back and say, "Oh, I trust." Psalm 78 says, "We are able to put our trust in God and obey his commandments." So in today's gospel, the bridesmaid takes us back to the ancient Jewish customs of the wedding ceremonies of the day. They were full of valued and honored traditions. One of those traditions from life in the first century was that the groom and his friends would proceed together down the village streets to the home of the bride, where she would be waiting there anxiously with her ladies in waiting, so to speak. They would all be waiting for the arrival of the groom and his friends. Once the bride and the groom are together, all of the party, grooms, friends, bridesmaids, would have a procession, and all who were personally involved in this wedding ritual would have to carry a lighted torch, fueled by oil and flame. The bridesmaids required this torch not only for light, but they had it with them in order to identify themselves as part of the wedding party, or they would not be allowed in for their ceremony. It was kind of like a way to keep out the wedding crashers in biblical times. The 5 bridesmaids that had the needed oil represent Christ's devoted followers who are faithful and who are eagerly awaiting Christ's return. But the 5 bridesmaids who do not take the time to be prepared were complacent. But they were startled awake by the sound of someone calling, "Hey, the groom is here. Come out, all of you, and greet him." But instead of being able to greet him, they found themselves scrambling for oil for that necessity that they did not take the time or care to have ready. They had to go around looking for a vendor who had oil for those lamps because they knew they would not be allowed in without a lit lantern. Similar to when Christians fall asleep spiritually. On the day they may find themselves being startled awake hearing, "Everyone come out, Christ is here." But you know what, that's your only chance. When that trumpet sounds, and there is no, "Hey, Lord, can you wait a bit? Hey, Lord, I won't take me much time to catch up on all these good deeds I was supposed to do. I'll only be a minute." He will say, just as the bridegroom, "I do not know you." So we cannot borrow someone else's oil or ask them if they can borrow their good deeds from their good deed bank. It doesn't work that way. We must live our faith outwardly every day, taking it with us everywhere we go, like a suit of salvation. It is written that there is a great need for faithful preparation, because when Jesus returns, it will be as a thief in the night. That trumpet will sound, and when God decides that it's time to establish the kingdom in heaven and claim victory over evil, it will be as fast as a blink of an eye. This all seems so serious and somber, even scary. But is that not the vibe Jesus wants for us? That's not what he intended us to live our lives like. He wants us to be preparing joyfully for his return. And he wants us to be doing our Christian works joyfully. Praise, preparation, and celebration. In the Old Testament reading of Joshua, we hear, honor the love and serve him sincerely and faithfully. Sincerely means fully, respectfully, joyfully. Not taking anything for granted, but do everything 100%. You know, even with faith, we must put in that hard work, doing what Christians are called to do, to always be prepared. We cannot take God's promise of life eternal lightly. The gift of everlasting life is ours if we live in accordance to Christ's teaching and live our lives as a reflection of Jesus' love for us. Eternity has no free passes. In closing, here is a lovely prayer. When you return, Lord, I want to be ready. Help me to clean out the dusty corners of my life. And Lord, keep in my heart ready for your return. Through prayer, I will grow ever closer to you. By loving others, I will prepare myself for your return. By knowing that you might come at any moment, I will remain ready because I wish to live always in your love.
Peace, let us pray to the Lord, saying, Lord, hear and have mercy. We pray for all who confess the name of Christ. Fill us with the power of your Holy Spirit.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
We pray for those whose lives are bound in mutual love, and for those who live in celibacy. Be their joy and their strength.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
For all in danger, for those who are far from home, prisoners, exiles, victims of oppression, grant them your salvation.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
For all who are facing trials and difficulties, for those who are sick and those who are dying, show them your kindness and mercy.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
We pray for one another. May we always be united in service and love.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
We pray to be forgiven of our sins and set free from all hardship, distress, want, war, and injustice.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
May we discover new and just ways of sharing the goods of the earth, struggling against exploitation, greed, or lack of concern. May we all live by the abundance of your mercies and find joy together.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
May we be strengthened by our communion with all Christ's saints.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
For yours is the majesty, O Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory, now and forever.
Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Linked by spirit, voice, and intention, we are wrapped in the love of God, all one in spirit, beyond the limits of time and space. Around the world at this very moment, countless prayers are being lifted. Songs of praise are being offered. Bread and wine is being blessed to nurture Creator's dear children. United in Christ, we lift our prayers and praise to God and give thanks that we too are spiritually fed in this time of worship. Lord Jesus, you call us to follow you. We love you above all things, and we give thanks that you transform our hearts with your love. Embrace each of us now. Unite us to you in this time of worship and each moment of our day. We give thanks that we are all fashioned by your love, gifted by your grace, and upheld by your loving presence. May the blessings that we receive in this sacred connection move us to be blessings in the world. Amen.
May we be the hands of Christ assisting one another. May we be the voice of Christ speaking up against injustice and unloving actions. May we be the heart of Christ reaching out with compassion and healing. May we have the understanding of Christ and see all as our brother and sister, and this planet as a sacred and holy world. And may the Holy Spirit guide us and empower us this day to accomplish our purpose with love and abundant joy. Amen.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and everyone whom you love this day and forevermore. Amen.
Go forth in the world rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.
Thanks be to God. Thank you for joining us this day for our time of worship. If you have a prayer request, please send it along to communitycatholicchurch@gmail.com. If you'd like to make a financial donation to help support our ministry, please visit the website at www.communitycatholicchurch.com. Join us next week at 10:30 a.m. for the next Sunday gathering. Blessings to you in the name of our God of love.